I know for me, I sold a business a few years ago, and the next
this isn't about you.
I know.
It's about Jeff.
I'm setting
just leave you out of it. Seriously, no one cares about your business.
I do. I care about it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Just
but
ask the question.
You know, the next Monday, Jeff, I didn't know what to do. And the reason I ask the question is our lives do change. Jesus never does change. But what words of encouragement would you have for people that are – their lives are changed, and all of a sudden they wake up, and they're in a spot they never thought they would be in?
Yes. Well, I think, you know, it's clear that we live in a fallen world. I think even most secular people have a sense of that, you know, that things don't always work out as we hope and as we expect. I think in the secular world – so often our dignity and self-worth and our value as a person is so tied to, you know, if we're able to succeed in ways that our society understands success. And for most of us, it's money, first of all, or position. Sometimes perhaps even good family relationships, and we certainly all would affirm those. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, but I think sometimes when they become the source of our purpose in life, they can certainly fail us. And while the person, you know, in addictive behaviors, I think, has a very clear indication through his addiction that, you know, that he has missed the boat, that he has maybe in some cases made a mess of his life, there are very, very clear evidential indications of unhappiness and disappointment and to some degree failure. Really, you know, this is what every person faces apart from Christ. I think whether it be a loneliness, a lack of security, you know, the sense of the recognition that I'm, you know, this life isn't going to go on forever and my health is going to decline. You know, there is that. I think that sense of doom that God has placed in the human heart that every human being faces apart from Christ. And until we understand the total plan, that there is, you know, there is real recovery, true recovery, and that recovery from sin and separation from God can only be solved through a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's only then that, you know, that we can have real hope and real joy in the world. Some of the most, we've all met them, the most successful, accomplished, you know, most admired people in the world are, deep in their soul, are unhappy and ill at ease. And so often it is their own insecurity that fuels their, you know, the motivation for the success that they are able to, you know, to accomplish by dint of their own hard work and their own entrepreneurship or whatever it might be. So I think the person, you know, in struggling with addictions or the person struggling with success, frankly, are experiencing, you know, two sides of the same coin. And that coin is outside of Christ, you know, there will be no real victory. There will be no contentment. There will be no satisfaction in life. And even for a Christian, we know we still live in a fallen world. And we are fallen, and we're not going to live our lives as we know we should all the time, but it's the only hope, and there is great hope, not just in life eternal, which is a wonderful, by the way, often overlooked blessing that God has given us, but there is great hope in the here and now, too, to see our present situation changed. Not because we're going to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, but because we're going to think the thoughts that you know that Christ would have us think. We're going to see ourselves through the lens of Jesus Christ and love ourselves in the biblical sense of the word, understanding our weaknesses, but also our gifts. And understand that we are unique creatures of His, and He's got something for us to do. And there's hope here, and there's hope later. Even though the world is fallen, we are, all, you know, if we stay rooted in Him, there will be He will use us, and there will be victory in Christ. So, I don't know if I've answered the question particularly well, but I think you know, again, the point I'm simply making, I realize the addict, whatever the addictive behavior might be, maybe suffers more overtly than others, but I think it's part of the same general human suffering that the whole race faces. And whether, you know, and Jesus Christ is the answer, either to the addict or the successful person who's yet to place his faith in Christ.